flight track.
Welcome to Infandelity with B and C. One day, a former jock, that's B, married a self-proclaimed nerd, that's C, and slowly she introduced him to the path of nerdom enlightenment. Here we will discuss pop culture media and fandoms that we share and some that we don't. It's all fun and games until your spouse finishes a show without you.
So we're back for another episode. I was going to say another week, but we don't come out weekly. So another episode of Infandelity. Thank you for waiting patiently through the mild hiatus. We just took a week off.
We had a lot going on.
We always do.
Yeah.
We went on a date.
Yeah.
Did we? No, I had a meeting. Because we went on a date, we moved the meeting for the date. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened. Married life. However, it did give us some time to, you know, get some more content in. We don't want this to be another super long episode, but we have a lot to talk about as well. So just a warning. So let's get into this movie and TV news. The Morbius trailer came out. I believe it came out the same week as Eternals, like maybe a week before or something like that. I thought that it looked good. I mean, I'm very easy to please when it comes to like these superhero movies. So, you know, I knew about this movie for a long time. I mean, Jared Leto's kind of talked about it a long time ago. You know, it was delayed for COVID. So, I'm excited to see what it looks like. The CGI looked a little corny when he was like flying in the subway, but I mean, it looked like it had good potential.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think about it? We saw it last night in the theater, yeah. So that helped.
Right.
Seeing trailers in the theater definitely helps.
It was, I mean, yeah, it looks cool, you know.
Right, it just looks like, you know, your standard Spider-Man villain movie.
Okay. Excuse me. Is that who he is?
Yeah, he's a Spider-Man villain.
Okay.
So, but it looks like he's going to be, I mean, kind of on his anti-hero stuff, maybe, or like he started off, you know, wanting to save people, but this vampirism turns him or something. I don't know. So we will see what happens with Morbius when that comes out in January. I don't really have any other movie and TV news, just kind of like messy stuff, but I'm not really going to spend time. Y'all can see me talking about it on our Twitter account if you want to see me talking. So let's get into homework. Homework is our segment where we discuss weekly TV shows or things that we watched, that were recommended to us. Like when you go to couples counseling, you get homework from your counselor and then you talk about it in your next session. So let's talk about our homework. Recently be finished Sex Education. So I guess we can talk about that because I watched the third season kind of closer to when it came out. But tell me about your Sex Education journey. Are you team Rotis or team Motis?
What Rotis and Motis?
Rudis. Rudis.
Oh, Rudis and child, that ain't on that. I mean,
she's going to America, so there's a chance.
I ain't really team no. I don't know what team I am, to be honest with you. Because, like, realistically, Ruby and Otis is not a thing. They're not real. They're not a real thing. That was, like, kind of fantasy that just happened for a second. That wasn't really a real thing.
She really liked him.
She did. But, like, you know where his heart really lie at. And in the same breath, like, it took her goddamn a lot to really get there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she was just doing a lot, and, like, it wasn't Otis. You know what I mean? Like, kind of making him turn into something that he really wasn't. Having him dress a certain way just to kind of fit in to be on her cool team, whatever the fuck. Which really wasn't that cool, to be honest with you. But, yeah. But, I mean, it wasn't until, I ain't lying to you, I didn't really care much for her until that nigga forced his way to her house. Mm-hmm. When Otis was like, oh, how come you don't ever, like, invite me to your crib or nothing like that? And she was like, all right, nigga, whatever, I guess. Like, sure. And then, so once she finally came and once the daddy was, like, her dad was gassing him up or pretty much, like, letting him know that how much she talks about him and stuff like that. It's just like, okay, this girl do really care about this nigga. Like, she just trying to play hard and trying to flex in front of her friends or whatever, but, which is a whole nother issue. But, so yeah, realistically, I, like, at that moment, I'm like, all right, damn, I do like them together. I do want, like, them to, like, work the shit out. But, yeah, when he ain't said, I love you, I'm like, yeah, it's over. Because right. she, at that point, she gonna be two hurt girls to try to, like, go back. But yeah, I mean, realistically, I know he really want her. Well, he really wants Maeve, but it's just, like, it's just irritating because, like, they can never have their moment. It's almost like fucking, what's the niggas off of, well, I guess it ain't really like that, I guess, for real. It's a little different. It looks like Elite, but not really.
Oh.
It's like these motherfuckers can't just get, like,
they, Guzman and Nadia.
Yeah, but not really, you know what I mean? It ain't really the same, but it's just, like, at a point now, it's like, god damn, it's just, like, they can never... Yeah. They can never, like, be together. Like, they, you know, they tried so many different times. Like, she had a moment where she was crushing on him, and he was with somebody, and he had a moment where she was crushing on her, and she was doing her thing. So it's just like, god damn. Then it's like they finally get up to a moment where they both have a moment where they tell each other how they feel and get to a moment where you think that they actually going to try to work some shit out, and then she go to fucking America. Like, who the fuck wants to go to America? One. Two. Yeah, so she just did. So it's just like, ugh. I don't know with them. They're irritating to me. So.
Right. Anything else you want to give your feedback on the show?
Let me see since you pulled up the list of characters. I love, I think one of the main things I love about this show is Otis's and Eric's friendship. Uh-huh. Because that's something that you don't really see in TV and in movies or whatever is like, you know, a heterosexual man being, like, best friends with a gay man, it's just, like, it's not really portrayed like that or whatever. So, for them to portray it in this and have it just be amicable and just, you know what I mean? Like, they just show respect and love for each other and able to share things with each other about their partners or, you know, get advice from each other or whatever. It's just, you know, it's all been good. I think they only had one moment of really, like, falling out, and that was when he left that nigga for dead for Maeve. Mm-hmm. And they were in, like, what's it called? Like, you kind of drag where or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I forget where they were going. They were going to some show.
Was that going to Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Something similar. Something like that.
Yeah, I remember that.
And, yeah, he got jumped and all that shit. So, yeah, that was, like, but other than that, it's just, like, they've had a really good friendship. Not really many falling outs and nothing like that. So, it's just, like, you know, I like that. It's something about Adam that's weird to me. I don't know what it is. But every time I see him, it's just something that's weird.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't even know why I mention it, because it's like, I can't even expound on it, but it's just like, it's something about him that's just like, I don't believe him. I don't know. He's just not really believable.
Okay.
That's
probably why Eric left him.
Yeah, exactly. And I do, like, I don't know. I started to feel bad for the nigga. First, I didn't because he was a dick. But then after a while, it's like, man, this nigga is really trouble. Like, this nigga is, like, failing and losing at everything in his life. Like, he can't get anything fucking right. So it's just like, god damn. And then it's like, he finally gets to a point where he gets... I can't even say comfortable because he wasn't really comfortable with who he was, but he gets to a point where he's starting to, I guess, be more comfortable around Eric and, you know, just kind of want to spend more time with him or whatever and kind of fall more for him, and then they break up. So now it's just like, god damn, like, something yet again that he's in his life that he's failed on. Now he has a failed relationship. I don't know. Chime in. Help me out while I think. Maybe you say something that can... Ring a bell for me. I can talk about all these characters individually.
Yeah, we don't need that. I know. So just, that's what I'm saying. Quickly just talk about, you know, you talked about you like the friendship. That's kind of the thing that kept you going and being interested in the show. Mm-hmm. It was a friendship between Otis and Eric. So, yeah, I mean, I like Sex Education. It's getting a lot of good responses. It's a good show. I feel like, I don't know, to me it's just kind of like so-so, probably because it's not hella dramatic. Like, it's drama, but it's not like, it's not soapy. It's more comedy. Mm-hmm. I also get uncomfortable. Like, I don't really like watching teenagers have sex, so that also makes me slightly uncomfortable.
What you mean? Most of the shows you watch, it's like teen, I know, but shit, like, or high
this school show, shit. Even though this show is called Sex Education, this show is like very, it's more graphic than like other teen shows.
I mean, it's called Sex.
But it's called Sex Education, so like, I understand, I get it, but I just be like, ooh. Even though I know they're all teens, grown.
Right.
I know they're all grown, but still, in my head, I'm just like, But
that's how I be when these motherfuckers, they be letting these kids fucking drink alcohol. I'm like, y'all niggas, why y'all drinking so goddamn much?
Well, this is England, so if they're 18, they can drink. But, yes. Same for Alite, like, over there you can drink at 18. So if you're close or whatever, it makes sense.
Them niggas went in on 18. They still in high school. They've been in high. We didn't have. How many seasons of Alite? I know they weren't
18, but I'm saying, like, it's more like alcohol isn't as much of a thing in Europe as it is here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they be having like wine at the dinner table when they like 12, and everybody can drink some. I mean, we do that as niggas, but, like, not formally. Mm-hmm. It's not a formal thing. But yeah, so that's how I felt. That's how I feel about Sex Education. Yeah, like, it's cute. I love Eric. He's my favorite. I love all the black characters on this show. Like, they're really good. My favorite ship of season 3 was Jackson and Cal. I was upset that they kind of broke up, but I understood that.
Jackson and who?
Cal.
I understood
why it wasn't going to work at the time, because Cal was still trying to figure out themselves. So that made sense, but it made me sad. Like, I was really, really riding for them. But yeah, another thing too, which I have said before, and I don't know why, but like, European shows, you have to be a good actor. Like, they do not care about what you look like. And so the people on this show just be looking regular. They just look so regular. And that'd be another story. I'd be like, oh, okay, whatever. But yes, Eric, I love him. Jackson, basically all the black characters, they're super lit. Ola's annoying. Oh my God, Ola's hair. Oh my God, it was so bad this season. It was awful.
I forgot what it looked like.
It was awful. She had, like, I think she had, like, braids, but she had her, she had, like, a taper cut. It was awful. I was like, they must have to do their own hair this season because of COVID. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, I love the two-teacher relationship. Yeah. They're cute. Otis's mom, I love her. But, yeah, that's.
You loved his mom?
Yeah, I like her. She's funny.
She was doing a lot. She was annoying at first. I mean, I get it. I get why, you know, because she is a cool mom, I guess you would say. But she was just annoying as fuck. Like, just always in this nigga's business. He can't never have, like, no type of privacy. Like, he said clearly, Mom, please, like, just don't go in here. Don't do this. As soon as this nigga walked out of the house, she instantly went into the goddamn room.
Right.
And not only saw his sheets. It's like, all right, boom. You see why he don't want you to be in there. You saw his sheets on the floor. That's clearly got nut in them. Cool, boom. You then watched him, which means he gonna know that you deliberately went inside there.
Right.
So it's just like, she was just doing a lot.
And yeah, she had boundary issues.
Yeah, that was annoying.
I don't know.
But I was trying to think who my favorite character was. I guess Eric. If I had to force somebody, I guess Eric.
Yeah, Eric's definitely my favorite character.
Somebody
the Nigeria episode was super beautiful. Loved it.
Yeah, that was everything. The cinematography was great. everything about that whole entire
episode. Let's move on.
Who was this? Vivian. I didn't like, I was trying to figure who I didn't like. I don't like Vivian.
Yeah, she was a little snake.
Yeah, she was ratty.
All right, let's move on because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. So I'm glad you were able to watch that. And yeah, if I come across any other good shows like that, I will let you know, since now you're getting more into them. Do you feel like you're getting more into them? Like you enjoyed it, or you're just like, us, whatever. I just wanted to see what the hype was about.
It was more sort of hype. It was just like, and I didn't know what the premise was. Like, I know it was taught sex education, but I didn't know what it's going to be. So to see that they was out here, like, kind of had their own, like, little sex therapy shit for they classmates. Like, yeah. Okay, cool.
And that was what was good. Okay, maybe that's where season three kind of was kind of meh for me. Because that was what was good about season one and two, was them actually giving advice to their fellow classmates. And season three, they didn't do that. So yeah,
well, they weren't, him and Witch probably wasn't together,
right? So that was kind of all right. So Insecure came back on my birthday. We were of course out of town, but we are all caught up. I feel like Insecure always has kind of a slow start to their season. This season,
this shit trash right now. I ain't cap.
I feel like we say that every...
No, I haven't. I'm not entertained right now.
I feel like you said that last season, too. I feel like it has, like, a slow start every season.
I'm not entertained.
Yeah, I mean, it's good Twitter discussion material, but...
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, for people like this...
Only thing that's been of discussion is AK motherfucking A, and that's it. That's
all. Baby mama, baby daddy from the last episode.
Oh, I ain't seen nothing from the last episode on social media.
Oh, I did a lot of.
What's the discussion?
I mean, it's just like basically like, I mean, kind of. I've seen it both ways, that they're both just awful in this situation as co-parents. Like, Condola is doing the most by, you know, just being super over. Y'all's gonna call him Jay. What is his name? Lawrence. But she's the one who told him, like, hey, you can be as involved as you want to be. But now she's, like, resentful of the fact that he left. Mm-hmm. And then Lawrence, you know, just still being able to kind of live his life, but wanting to be an active father and not really being a part of the process. So it's kind of a they're both trash situation. And, that's kind of what I've been seeing, the discourse. But I was like, I'm not going to get involved because I don't have any children. And I'm not nobody's baby mama or a stepmama. So I don't have no dogs in this fight. So I don't know. And I don't want to, I mean.
It's a show.
Right. But I'm saying, like, I don't have no opinions on it. I kind of feel this, like, again, I feel like they're both trash. Like.
I got opinions. I feel like Condola doing the most. I feel like she's doing a lot. I also feel like in regards to Lawrence, the only way I feel like he doing a lot is like just his attitude in the moment. Like he just be real aggressive, like just yelling or what the, like just doing a lot. And usually the baby will be in the room or like,
right. He don't have no chill.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, I think he let his emotion or how no upset he'd be with her in that, you know, in that moment, just take to get the best of him. So that's when, yo, bro, calm down. Like, relax. Like, you know, you finna upset the baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, calm down. In regards to her, like I said, I think she is
resentful. She didn't think it through. She didn't think about the fact of, like, she thought, oh my God, I'm gonna be able to be a single mom. Or, like, yeah, she just didn't think it through. Nobody, you know, they didn't discuss. I think I saw somebody that said they, like, They didn't discuss co-parenting at all. They just got text messages and vibes.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
And that's a lot. And again, it just makes me thankful for my situation. I think that was another reason too why it was like popular, or it's been a topic on Twitter, is because like a lot of people can identify with that. But I was just like,
you can't relate.
Yeah, I came from a blended family. So I was like, yeah, I don't want to have to deal with none of that. So that's why I don't have any kids at this point. But anyway, anywho, what else happened?
AKA.
Yes, the AKA drama. Just stupid. Just stupid, stupid, stupid.
As a member of the Divine Nine.
Right, I'm going to let you comment.
I will say that it really ain't that big of a motherfucking deal. This is just me speaking, just because it's just like, you know, Amanda Seales is acting. Like, she's an actress. She acts. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've known for the longest time that her character on this show was a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. So, you know, yeah, of course, when they go to back to motherfucking campus, just like anybody else do, right. You know, when we, you know, go back to campus for homecoming or whatever, right. We throw on our letters. So why wouldn't she have on her letters or pink and green or whatever the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, it's not that big of a deal. You know what I'm saying? It's not like she back here behind the scenes throwing up the pinky and trying to stroll or doing something extra as hell. Like, she literally just was an AKA on the screen, and that was it.
And had a jacket on. They were more so upset about the fact that she was wearing their letters, because it's like, that's a thing. But at the same time, I don't know. Maybe it's because... I don't know the people who started, who commented, who were upset. Like, I don't know how old they were in Greek years or whatever. But, like, the longer you're in Greek life, the more the shit just do. It's not that deep.
Yeah, look at that way. Girl who I saw who had said was how the tweet started, she looked like she was younger, which made sense.
Right. So like, when you're young and you just learned that information and you're just like, da 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 da, I gotta do this, that, and the third, it's like you really wanna, you know, you're really involved and you're really in the thick of it. But the more you're like living your adult life, you do not, it's not that deep. At the end of the day, it's just not that deep. It doesn't make you any less of a member. It doesn't make them a member at all if they're not actually a member. It's TV. Let it go.
Let's talk about it, y'all. A lot of these organizations, mine included, be just giving out letters anyway, honorary. So, there's that. Like,
right. Amanda could become an AKA tomorrow.
Right.
And then what would y'all do?
Correct. Like, so... Not for nothing, like. Yeah, but like I said, it don't really matter if anybody.
She's gonna have to decline the membership because y'all didn't drag her.
Right, to I wouldn't want to be no fucking member of that shit. No way. But regardless, like, I feel like people already hate Amanda Seales.
Yeah.
I feel like if people want to be mad at the mother who wrote the shit or Issa. Like, be mad at Issa. Be mad at like the, you know.
The costume.
Exactly, like people in that area, some shit. Like, you know, you being mad at the wrong people. So, yeah, I'm like, if anybody should be mad also, it should be the Q's. They had a whole 2-minute dialogue about how them niggas stank and how them niggas smell like shit and stank at parties and shit, which they really do. But, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of the fact, I would be mad if I was a member of Omega, especially the old head. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's disrespectful. Or that's, you know. Yeah. What's the word? Like, I don't know. You're trying to, what's the thing? Summon my character?
Assassinate.
Yeah.
No.
Defamation of character. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so it's like, oh, no, I don't even know if it go that far for that aura. But still, that's, I'd be mad if I was a Q, like, but that AKA shit, that, I don't know, that's beyond me. What, that was the first episode.
Yeah, I think that was the first episode.
Second episode, what did they do in the second episode? Oh, she broke up and she went, it was a year later or something. Yeah.
Yes, and they did a time jump and she was tried to hook up with Nathan, but was still upset. Like, damn, now that I think about it, a whole year later, you still crying over Lawrence?
It's trash. It's trash.
It's wait not, a minute. It's not going how that we, don't make sense at all. No,
it's not.
But she did. That's what she did. So, I mean, we're still going to watch. I mean, I think it's a good show for the culture. I think it's very, you know, I love their dialogue. It's very authentic.
For me, it's just the fact that, bro, this is the last season. Like, you got to go out with a bang. And it's just like, we only get 30 minutes. So it's like, we blink and the episode is over.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, how many episodes she give us a season?
I don't know, like 10?
So it's like, we really not, it's going to be over before you know it. We already on the third episode.
Yeah.
We almost halfway there.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. Again, I'm hopeful.
But. Yeah, I'm hopeful. I think it'll pick up. I think they always kind of have a slower start and then it gradually builds throughout the season. I am, I'm happy that it's ending. I'm happy that it's wrapping up as well. I want to see Issa do other things. So I can't wait to see what else she has coming after this. Mm-hmm. All right, let's briefly talk about Halloween Kills. It was awful.
Oh, yeah, that shit was horrid.
It was awful. That's period.
Yeah, it was good. I'm like, yo, why is this nigga not dead
yet? I would say the best thing about this movie was the gore. And that it was gory. And like, it was called Halloween Kills. And so there was a lot of killing. And that was lit. But outside of that, it was pretty horrendous. The acting was bad. The story, I mean, at a certain point, I want characters to stop being stupid. Like, these victims did the dumbest things. When they could have ran away, they literally just walked into Michael. And it was like, why?
Or like, if it's two people in a room and like Michael's killing one person, the second person will literally just be sitting there watching.
Waiting to get killed.
Like, bitch, run! Like, what are you standing there watching for? He's literally, you're going to be next. It ain't like you got an invisible cloak on, he ain't gonna see you. Right. Like, you got a dip.
Right.
But, yeah.
He took out freaking, honestly, I clocked out when he took out like 16 firefighters with weapons. I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Like, nobody got a lick in. Not in one lick. I mean, somebody could at least cut him. At least cut him.
Not cut him.
Something. They had a chainsaw, and this nigga still killed the person with the chainsaw.
He ran through everybody.
That, what in the hell? So, yeah, that, I'm over it. But kudos. I mean, for everybody that had a good time, I'm glad y'all did. But
why?
It was just not good.
Here's the thing I want to say. Why is he still alive, for one? Two,
he's a monster.
They're going to have to find a way. Two, as a fan of horror is my favorite genre. I'm kind of like, and you know me, like, I don't mind blood. I just don't like needles and shit. And, like, I guess, like, hella stabbing and shit. But I'm at a point now where some shit just be too much for me. Like, I feel like the last couple of horror movies, I've like when there's been like bloody scenes or like
just extreme gore.
Yeah. What's the shit that was a 3-part shit on Netflix?
Fear Street.
Like the end when they were stabbing, I'm like, oh, okay, like y'all just over. It's literally an overkill.
OD.
Yeah. Like, all right, bro. How many times y'all gotta stab this motherfucker? Like, they dead. Like.
Yeah.
How much blood we really gotta see for us to really get the picture that they did.
Yeah.
So I'm at that point now. I'm like, all right, y'all, like, we get it. God damn it. Move to the next kill.
Right.
But yeah. So yeah, the movie was trash. I didn't like it at all. Take it back. Rewind it.
Right. I'm just gonna briefly talk about Dexter New Blood. The first episode was pretty good. It's kind of funny. You know, coming off of You and back into Dexter after so many, you know, damn near, it could have been 10 years. I think maybe Dexter ended in like 2012, maybe. Almost 10 years from Dexter. And then you're just kind of catching back up with him where he is. And just spoiler warning, if you haven't watched the new episode, he basically has tried not to kill anybody, has not killed anything or anybody for 10 years. And so, I love how it started off because it was like, I was just like, oh my God, is this really Dexter? Because he's like, he has a relationship, like, he's like the fun guy, and I don't want to say the fun guy, but just like the nice guy around town, like super friendly. And because like I didn't do a rewatch of Dexter, so I'm literally just starting where the finale 10 years ago. I haven't seen an episode in between because even though I love Dexter, I'm like, there's been a lot of stuff going on. So I never went back to it again, but this is me coming in 10 years. So I was like, I forgot the fact that all of that is a front. Because in the show, it's like all of his kind of like relationships, interactions, everybody is a front because he's a sociopath. He doesn't have any feelings. I mean, he feels what he thinks he should feel, but he doesn't actually really feel them. So there's a switch in the show, and it's like, oh, there's my nigga. And so that happening was like, it was fun. So yeah, I don't know when you're gonna watch or how you're gonna watch, so I don't want to spoil a lot of what happened, but yeah, I'm excited for the next episode. I hope it's gonna be good. It was a little bit of like, oh, let's get reacquainted with the character. Some stuff did happen at the end to kind of push the plot a little bit, but I'm kind of excited to see like where this kind of plot is gonna go, because the main thing about watching Dexter that kept you like watching season after season, episode after episode, is like, is this nigga gonna get caught? So we're gonna see what happens. Mm-hmm. All right, we also watched Dune. I didn't know if we should put this in tea for the week. Probably not, because we don't have I could probably talk a lot about it, but I want to talk more about Eternals, because, you know, Marvel's more of our jam. So I was actually really impressed with the fact that Brent watched Dune, because I did not think he would even want to watch it at all, but he did. So I'm super happy about that. And I feel like a lot of the criticisms that people are giving Dune is kind of unfair. And it could be because of just the general hype around the movie, and the type of fans that it probably attracted aren't the type of people that would normally like something of that nature. But yeah, I mean, it's a sci-fi movie. Like, it's like your standard sci-fi formula. I mean, it has its like standard, like, you know, undertones of like what's going on in society, and like a white savior or like a Jesus character. So it's like, it's a lot of like story and tropes that we know of. But I heard, based on other podcasts and things, that there is a twist to this that's different from your, you know, your Star Wars or Game of Thrones, whatever, so have you. So I liked the visuals. I thought that the movie was stunning. I still want to see it in theaters. I don't know when I'll have a chance to see it, but I still want to see it in theaters, even though I already watched it twice. But I thought it would look even better like on the big screen. What else about Dune? Timmy, he was cool. It was kind of funny, because I don't know. And I feel like, even though this is a Zendaya stan podcast, and I probably have said this before about Zendaya when we talked about Malcolm and Marie, I feel like Zendaya never changes character in her characters. Like, she's always the same character, even though she has different characters. And Timmy, I kind of felt the same way. Like, he was kind of broody or whatever, but I feel like for the most part, he was just kind of like chilling, outside of like his visions and like when the witchy shit was happening to him. But yeah, Zendaya, I know that the second movie is going to be more about her character, but yeah, when she comes in at the end and she's like herself, she's just like, it's like MJ in a steel suit, like, she don't really change her tone for nothing. So I'm like, I'm gonna say disappointed, but kind of. I'm just like, I just want to kind of see her do something different with a character that
where's
she
the range
exactly. No, you know, nobody's above critique. And what else about Dune? Oh, I love Jason Momoa's character, Duncan Idaho. He was definitely my favorite character in the movie. And yeah, I mean, I thought it was cool. It was cool. It was visual, it was sci-fi, magic. I loved all that. So I'm excited to see the second part.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, I think I'm more so ready for the second part. I think, like I said, the first part was kind of a big ass trailer for the part two.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I feel like part two would probably definitely be better.
It's going to have probably more action.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm waiting for.
We're hoping.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, yeah, it was a sci-fi film. you know?
Space aliens.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah. I mean, it wasn't as, wasn't as bad as everybody made it seem to be or anything like that, so.
Yeah. I know, like, I talked to my mom because she likes sci-fi, and I wanted to see how she felt about the movie, and she didn't like it. She said that it looked great, but she didn't like it because it was, like, the same story as, you know, we've seen a million times, which I understand, but... Again, I'm just, I don't know. Is my taste just super low? Probably. But I'm just like, I don't, I want to see new things and new stories being made, but I'm not like, you can give me the same tropes and I'm gonna be okay. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, I'm so tired of this. Or, oh my God, I can predict this whole thing, so it's awful. Like, that doesn't necessarily bother me. As long as I'm having fun, looks good. Actors look good. Dialogue is good. I'm laughing here or there. I'm okay.
Gotcha.
All right. Anything else? Uh-uh. Okay. We're going to take a break and get into this Eternals tea. So, shop. The Rooney inventory closeout sale is still going on. We still have some some pieces out there for 70 to 80% off. We're also going to be... dropping our resort collection soon, so be on the lookout for that. You can also order from our early summer collection and order new colorways and our loungewear collection. All of that is currently available on our site. Some things are available for immediate shipment, so definitely order so you don't have to wait that 4 to 6 week turnaround time. And yeah, check us out. Follow us at Rooney ATL. We do have a new handle, R-U-N-I-A-T-L. Order now at RooneyBoutique.com. That's R-U-N-I, RooneyBoutique.com. Okay, let's get into the tea for the week. Uh-huh. Eternals. Try to say it in my Richard Mann accent. Eternals.
What?
You start, because I'm tired. Oh,
shit. Child, don't get me to start. Okay, this is what I said. My shit going to be real brief. Eternals.
Let's talk about the divisiveness of the reviews. This is a very divisive movie.
Yeah, so a lot of people, like a lot of our peers, and even like, you know, Rotten Tomatoes, and... You know, a lot of different people, you know, just kind of just talked about this film and just said it wasn't really that great, could have been better. A lot of people had high expectations and high hopes for this film, especially after the previews for it. Didn't really know where this was going to lead to. So people were just kind of excited to get new characters in, I guess, in the film industry when it comes to Marvel. Because apparently if you read the comics, then you are in the know.
Right. But in the MCU.
MCU, thank you. So, yeah, I mean, but realistically, like, when we, you know, and that's another thing about us, and I would say more so you, but definitely me too sometimes. Like, a lot of times, if I hear that people hate something or don't like something, usually I know that we'll end up liking it. That's kind of how it's been. Like, it's usually like that. Like, yeah. It started, like, kind of with Suicide Squad. Like, everybody hated Suicide Squad. We some solid, we were like, yo, we, outside of not getting that much of the Joker, we were like, it was actually pretty good. Like, we liked it. So, in similar fashion, I kind of figured we probably, you know, think the opposite of everybody else, and it was pretty much that. Like, it wasn't nowhere near as bad as everybody made it out.
I mean, people were making it sound abysmal. Like, I'm comparing the reviews, maybe they weren't the same, but the reviews, the way that people made it sound was like how Wonder Woman 84 was. Mm-hmm. So, I was expecting, like... I didn't have no expectations. I want to say I was expecting it to be bad, but the way people were describing it, I was like, oh, this shit, you know, I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's my thing. So, when I saw it or whatever, I'm like, okay, it's really not that bad. It did give me, like outside of them mentioning Thanos a few times or whatever, and, you know, some shit here and there, it was just like, I kind of felt sometimes like it was a DC movie. Like, I don't know. Like,
and I have something to tell you about that.
What?
You were actually on point about that. Because in my research today,
okay,
the director was influenced by Man of Steel.
Okay.
And so, and some people said too that like it felt like a DC movie. Like,
yeah.
So I listened to one review podcast and they were like, I felt like she wanted to make a DC movie in the MCU. And I want you to kind of expound upon what felt DC-ish about it before I kind of tell you what I listened to.
I don't know. It was just a vibe. It just gave like a DC vibe. The cinematography just... It just wasn't like, you know, what we used to see in like Infinity War and Endgame and, you know, like just, you know, different Avengers
like
films.
Like super
and,
bright.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Colorful. Exactly. And it wouldn't even have nothing to do with like, I forget the character, but the character that had the
Icarus.
Shit. Yeah, it didn't have nothing to do with how he was similar to Superman. Nothing at all. It was just how it was filmed, how it looked. Like you said, it was just... Usually DC films seem a little bit darker or, yeah, just not as bright.
They have, like, a gray filter over
there. Yeah. So.
And I can never tell, okay. I can never tell, like, when I was watching the movie, I was like, is this an H? Like, it's not an HD.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, is this supposed to look like this? Or is it just the movie screen? Like, I even, not switched our theater, but, like, I wanted to see it on, like, a nice movie screen, not IMAX, because I was like, I don't need to see everything in IMAX, but I'm like, I wonder if it looks different in IMAX,
mm-hmm.
or is this how it's supposed to look? So, I wonder about that. What they were saying on the other podcast was that a lot of DC deals with, like, gods type of thing,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of what this movie was about, so...
Okay.
That was like another
similarity. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, it was straight. My boy Kit was in there. The Stark Boys was in there. They had their moment. That was cool and cute. My girls, Angelina Jolie and goddamn Selma Hayek, they still running it up. Yeah. Still looking good at their ages.
Yes.
I realized Selma Hayek's like, damn, 55 years old. I was like, God,
55.
She's 55. Angelina, 46. I did not know Selma Hayek was older than Angelina. In regards to the fact, I didn't know she was 55, though.
Yeah.
Like, God damn. But yeah, they still rocking it out. What's the boy name? Paperboy.
Yeah, Brian.
Paperboy was in that thing, doing his thing. Speaking of, the ATL... coming out soon.
Okay.
I forgot.
That's movie and TV news.
Yeah, I forgot to add that in there. But it's
quick segue.
It's coming out there next. I think it said next year.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, it was okay. I would definitely have to, you know, I would rewatch it again on Disney Plus. And I do agree with my brothers. Like, could I? Like, a lot of the niggas was like, "Yo, y'all just wait for Disney Plus. Wait for Disney Plus." Could I have waited for Disney Plus? Yes, like it wasn't one of them, but because like I said, I'll be honest, I definitely found myself like passed out maybe once or twice, like for a couple of minutes. So I would definitely have to do a little.
I think that's always a risk with these longer movies,
especially
is
at night.
That it at night and in a theater where you can recline. Like I feel like,
oh yeah,
I feel like that's definitely a risk. And I was like looking over to be like. Are you asleep?
She kept peeking at my ass.
Because I knew. I was like, this is a setup for him. Oh, we can recline, and it's 9 o'clock.
But I ain't going to lie to
setup.
You.
Set up.
I'm going to keep it on. Buck.
And it's a 2 hours and 40 minute movies. He ain't going to make it.
I'm going to keep it on buck. I was drowsy right when the previews got done. Like, right when that shit was getting. Like, when the Marvel shit was coming up or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, nigga. I don't know how I'm going to do this. For real. I was like, yeah, I don't know.
And somehow I can stay awake in movie theaters. I don't know why. Maybe it's the cold air. I don't know.
See, that's what made me sleepier. Cold air makes me even more drowsier. So okay. If I'm in that kind of
feel. And it made me awake because if I can't get like cozy, then.
If I'm in that feel and then, yeah, like you said.
I'm also a light sleeper.
It's dark.
And it's loud as hell in movie theaters.
Yeah, we got the recline back. Oh, yeah. It was OV.
But yeah, so
what about
with,
you though?
Yeah, so with a 2 hour and 40 minute movie time, you know, 9 times out of 10, like 30 minutes of that shit, you not gonna need. So I knew that there was a chance that, like, you were gonna get bored and be like, I can close my eyes right now. For me, yeah, I enjoyed it. I said I had a good time. Is it, like, one of my top 5 favorite Marvel movies? No, it's not Thor Ragnarok. No, it's not Far From Home. Like, no, it's not Infinity War. But, and I have thoughts about where it could have exceeded better. But I think that going forward, I feel like people are going to start to enjoy these movies more. But for me personally, I love the characters. I thought that the dialogue, like, I'd be nervous when there's a new director or new writers to Marvel, I'd be nervous about, is the dialogue gonna land? Like, are the jokes going to land? Because we know Marvel is jokey. Mm-hmm. And if the comedy is not good, that's where I start to be like, writing, I guess you can say I'm a writing snob. Like, that's where I critique movies. Like, if the dialogue is not smooth, if the jokes do not land, then that's where I get kind of cringe. But even though these jokes were, like, kind of corny in a way, like, they were on the line. They were on the line of, like, almost being too corny. They were still funny. So, Kingo, his character, he was really funny. Pretty much all of them, I loved how they would, like, introduce themselves to, like, their friends and be like, oh, my friend from college. Like, they all had that talk of, like, I'm gonna just say that, like, we're my friends from college. So I thought that was a cute running joke. I liked the kind of themes of the movie. What do you call it when you have, like, a... What am I trying to say? So basically, for instance, when they were in, like, the middle, when they were, like, Central America, I can't pronounce the name of it, but, like, basically Mexico before, and when the Spaniards invaded Mexico, and they were talking about, and Druick was like, oh, this is genocide, blah, blah, blah. So when they talk, when they have, like, social commentary within films, but it's not overt, it's subverted. Mm-hmm. So I liked the social commentary in there. I thought that was nice. The fact that, spoiler alert, Icarus was the traitor, you know, and he wasn't really a traitor. He was just, like, very militant. Gave me very much Paul. I was going to say Paul Walker. What is his name in Falcon and the Winter Soldier? Oh, John Paul. The one, the fake cap.
Oh.
What was his name?
Fake cap.
I can't remember his name. It was Paul something. But yes, gave me very much like entitled white man. Like, this is our mission.
Sergeant America.
Yeah. Like, I do not, you know, I'm not straying away from it. Like, we got to do what we got to do. We came here for this. This is what we came for. I want to be recognized. I want to be the leader. Just gave me very much toxic white king. And, you know, everybody got him together. So I enjoyed that as well. What else did I enjoy? Oh, we're gonna talk about ships. Yeah, let's talk about ships, because this movie was very ship heavy. It's probably the most shippy Marvel movie of all time. I did not realize that this was the first sex scene in a Marvel movie, and when I saw it, I was like, oh, but I was cool with it, but I was like, oh, but I didn't think that it was like the first sex scene in a Marvel movie, but apparently it is. So you want me to talk about my favorite ships, or are you going
to
talk about,
I'll be honest with you, I won't be able to name one ship. So you got it.
Okay. We can talk about okay. Again, this movie was very ship heavy. So you have the marketed main ship, which was Cersei and Icarus. Then they broke up and Cersei got with Keith, who's Dane. That's his character's name in the movie. And then you have Athena and Gilgamesh. But I could not tell if they were a platonic ship or not. Like, it was very much like I couldn't tell what was going on with them. But obviously, they loved each other and cared about each other because he took care of her in her, you know, sickness. Mm. Then we had Sprite, who, you know, was pining after Icarus. Then we had Fastos, which is Paperboy's character with his husband. And then finally, we have the best ship, Druig and Makari. So I pulled up the character list so you can like remember who everybody was. So yes, the main ship was Cersei and Icarus, and I mean I thought they were cute, and honestly Icarus was toxic as hell. And I couldn't tell, like, I was like, are they gonna get back together? But like, what about, you know, Dane, like, what's going on? But I wasn't really pressed about them. I was just like, it's fucked up that he's like doubting her power, but of course he is, because toxic white man. And yeah, so Druig and Makari were, you know, my favorite ship. Like, they were just super, just adorable, like, as fuck. So love them. Need to see more of them. What else? Oh, Karan. How you feel about Karan?
Who?
Like his Kingo and Karun. They were like besties. They were the bestie ship. Mm-hmm. Okay. You didn't care. Okay, so yeah, that was Mahershala. Okay, so yeah, let's talk. Oh yes, and my fave. I forgot to mention my fave, Bill Skarsgård, aka Pennywise, to you. Was the one who could talk, the deviant who could talk.
Okay.
Who got all the powers, who was still in the powers. Mm. So that was cool. So yeah, they had a lot of surprise, like, cameos. Obviously, in the two end credit scenes, they had Harry Styles. That was the spoiler that I kept seeing.
Okay.
Was that, oh my God, Harry Styles? And then I saw like an interview that was like, oh, of the director talking about why she picked Harry Styles or why she was interested in him, whatever. I'm not a Harry Styles stan, so I didn't give a fuck. But mm-hmm. Cool, he's in the MCU. Congrats. So yeah, I'm excited to see what. So the first end credit scene was Kit's character having picked up this sword and like his family lineage. Of course, everybody knows.
That was the second one.
Oh, that was the second one? Okay, yeah, the first one was Harry Styles. Mm-hmm. The second one, yes. The second one was him picking up the sword. And then, So obviously he's going to get another, whatever it could be, Disney Plus movie or Disney Plus show or a movie or whatever. And then that voice that was talking to him, are you sure you want to pick it up? That was Blade.
Hmm.
Okay. So the only thing I know about Blade was the early 90s movies. Mm. So I was like, Blade? Because I'm thinking like Blade's, I don't know. I guess he would have to be in this.
Well, he didn't have his own
movie. In this universe, yeah. Some kind of way. But I'm thinking of that.
Child, I know who voice it was. I knew it was a nigga voice.
I know it was a nigga too.
I thought it was like, is it Samuel? Like,
or Sam Wilson.
I ain't know who Cat. Else. I ain't know. I was just like, why? I don't know. That's another thing, too. Like, when you have people that talk about the end credit, like, oh, you got to stay for this one, this one. Like, it's a lot of shit that's going on. So I'm like, okay, I know this has got to be a voice that I should know and important, but I ain't know who the fuck it was. So I said, thought of it, like, okay.
And
like,
I heard it on a podcast, and I thought they were lying. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, they lying. But now I see him listed in the credits. So I'm like, okay, no, they weren't lying.
So, yeah, I was just like, but yeah, I mean, I don't know, bro. Just give us Blade, bro. I don't know. Shit.
Well, at least, you know, they introduced him. So I feel like the valid criticisms of this movie is that, yes, it does have a lot of plot points, and they're kind of like, you do have some questions. And they were trying to do a lot in a little bit of time with like a lot of main characters in the Marvel.
What do you mean with a little bit of time?
Okay, because in the MCU before, every time they, like, introduced an Avenger, it was like you got a little piece of them in a movie. Versus here, we ain't seen none of these niggas until this movie. Mm-hmm. So, that's what I mean by, like, you never saw any inkling of them before.
I mean, I remember a movie back in the day called X-Men. And that was before everybody had their own little branch off, yeah. And before we really got in depth,
I mean, a lot of people hate the X-Men movies. I don't.
You said they hated the X-Men movies. The originals?
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't never heard of that before.
I think critically the best one is maybe X2. They like, but they don't like the first one.
X2? Which one was X2?
I can't remember. Honestly, I think that's the one with the angel. That's not his name, but I can't remember. And Juggernaut, I think Juggernaut was 3.
That was 3.
Is X2 when they try to defeat Dark Phoenix? And Wolverine has to stab her?
No, that's after that.
That's X3?
Yeah. If not after that, I don't know. Shit.
It's been so many of them damn movies. Yes. I don't know no more. Yeah. But yeah, you were saying like, the X-Men, they all showed up, and it was running.
Yeah, but that's another thing, too, though. Like, with X, I feel like X-Men were more known.
Yes.
Like,
you knew of their characters before.
Yeah, like, they've been on cartoons, and, right. You know, we've definitely had more of a history with X-Men versus Eternals.
Right.
So yeah, I get that.
I think another interesting question that came up is, like, do you think this would have been better as a Disney Plus show?
Yes.
Definitely.
100%. Everything got to be a movie. Sometimes less is more.
Yeah.
And I was telling my dad today, literally today, it's just like, everything is tied together. Like, regardless of whether, I was telling him, like, I asked him, did he finish watching Loki? He said, no, I couldn't get into Loki. And I was just like, yeah, I mean, there's just some things that tie together in it, and that's why they do, I think that's why they do shit like that. Like, make shows, and they want you to watch the shows. Yeah, because, you know, eventually it's probably going to link to the movies. Or, right. You know, so, and that's, that as Marvel fans, we don't want to miss out on none of that shit.
Right.
We want to be able to catch up and make sure we don't miss any of the holes or plot holes or anything like that. So.
So you feel like it would have been better as a show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I said, regardless, people would have watched it, but I think it probably would definitely been better as a show. Because then you can kind of take your time. I feel like an hour show. Yeah. Hour long episode. Probably could have took your time as far as, you know, being able to go in a little bit more into the characters.
Right.
Yeah, you should probably get a little bit more backstory and be able to understand it a little bit better.
Right.
As far as trying to rush and cram all that within 2.5 hours.
Exactly.
Or two.
That's what I was, yes. That's exactly what I was saying. Like, they had to do a lot of flashbacks. And then, basically, it went back and forth in time. Like, the whole movie was, like, back and forth in time. Mm. So, I can see how that would be annoying. People criticized Angelina's performance. I thought her performance was fine.
Yeah, she came in there bad as hell. She her first shot, she did some crazy shit with the little sword. She would have speared some shit. And it was all face. I said, yeah, yes, give us face. Give us all side shot. That's all we need.
Yeah, Angelina is an Academy Award winning actress. I forget what she won the Academy Award for. I think Atonement. But Angelina been fine. Like, Angelina's the face.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's given us. Mm-hmm. She's never given us, like, Hereditary mom. Like, she's never given us, like, this bitch is acting. So, mm-hmm. I don't know what y'all thought she was gonna do.
Yeah, she's here for face and action.
Yeah, she's an action star. She's literally, literally an action star.
She is Lara Croft.
Literally.
Like,
Salt.
Yeah.
Wanted.
What's the shit with the name? The bullets her?
That's Wanted.
That's Wanted? Okay, yes. Yeah.
That was a comic book.
Fire.
I did not know that until I got into fandom. Mm-hmm. what else? Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Like, she's a action star, okay? So, I'm not looking to her to give me nothing super, you know, acty. I mean, yeah, she had to act like she had Alzheimer's, which she kind of did. So, you know, I don't know. She gave us stunts like she does. She was the bad bitch with the shield and the spear. And you know, I was not mad about it at all. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know something? Okay, here's my critique. Here's mm-hmm. my critique. I did not like how all of the Eternals did not have fighting abilities. Like, even though your main ability is, like, healing. Like, they were shooting deviants with shotguns. And I was like, this is not going to kill them.
Yeah.
So, what's the point? To slow them down just a little bit. Mm-hmm. That I was like, okay. Now, why are we giving them guns to try and kill these, like, godly creatures? Let's not do that.
Oh, that first creature that popped up out the ocean, that shit, I ain't gonna lie, I jumped hard as fuck. That shit scared the hell out of me. Because they was like, oh, it's coming or something. I didn't know what. I thought they was talking about the wave. Like, it was like the wave of water that was coming. That shit popped up out of the water. I jumped hard as hell.
Yeah. And I did want to add to that, seeing Kit, like, not as Jon Snow was really refreshing. Because I was like, oh my god, he's funny. Which, he is funny because he was funny on SNL.
Yeah.
So, I forgot. But I was like, oh my god, he's funny. So, that was fun. Anything else?
Not for me.
Okay, well, again, I don't think that Eternals is getting the hate that it deserves. It's definitely, you know, it's an intro story, and we have to think, like, in terms of, like, intro stories in the MCU, they're just always outside of, like, Spider-Man Homecoming. Are they really that spectacular? Think about all the intro movies.
Yes, they are. Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire.
That's why I said outside of Spider-Man, though, what introduction movies are giving?
Thor was good.
It was okay. I don't like the eyebrows.
I mean, that's something personal because you have a crush on Chris Hemsworth. So that's something that's personal.
It's an aesthetic choice that I didn't appreciate.
You didn't like him when he had the fat suit on. You only like him exactly. You only like him when he's built up as
Rock. But I liked his character. He was still funny, and I like that.
What else was the intro? I didn't like... Out of all of the Hulks, the intro was the best Hulk. But I can honestly do without all of the Hulk movies if we keep it in a book.
Wasn't it only two? It's only two.
Regardless of the fact, whether it was 2, 1, 5, 10, I didn't need either one of them. But out of the two, the first one was
the better Black one. Panther. There we go. So not far from home, sorry.
Black Panther. Iron Man.
Black Panther. I wasn't an Iron Man girl.
I mean, you tell me your name and I'm naming them, so.
I know, I'm talking about what were the intro movies in the MCU that were good?
I'm naming them.
Yeah.
I don't remember the first Captain America, so I really don't know. But in regards to Spider-Man, I can say...
set in the 40s.
I can say Spider-Man, Iron Man, Black Panther. Give me another, I like Thor. Give me another,
Guardians of the Galaxy. But I feel like I like the second one better than I like the first one. But Guardians was good. I'm not going to hold you.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange.
I would say me.
Yeah.
Are there any other characters that were the minute?
Black Widow. Just kidding.
Oh, no. I knew about her, but I wasn't even going to mention it. That shit did. Just like her character.
She didn't have an intro movie. She didn't have an intro movie.
This Black Widow shit is kind of her intro, but again, just like her, she's that shit dead.
Right. Okay, so yeah. I think we covered everybody. Mm. Right? I think we covered everybody. Yeah, we did. Mm. We did. So, yeah. I mean, go see it if you have not. We didn't really... I guess we did spoil it, but...
Not really.
I'm gonna watch it again when it comes on Disney Plus, probably a year from now. Well, no, it took how long did it take?
We're probably about to come out soon, Shang-Chi.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. So I can't wait till it comes on Disney Plus. But yeah, that's it for Tea for the Week. Go ahead and give your spiel.
I don't feel like it. Funny. Gonna send y'all asses the fuck home. Take y'all asses to bed. Let me see.
Shoe. Sneak geeks.
I told you I wasn't gonna know. I was finna get ass up out of here.
So we don't have any. Okay, what are we watching? Anywhere? Oh, I've been watching Riverdale. I forgot to tell y'all that Shannon got a gun to my head about me watching Riverdale. So I've been suffering through it, and this season is so ridiculous. Like every season, but this season is like, I call it the this is a KJ Apa trailer, like KJ Apa porn. Any type of situation you want KJ in, they got it.
Who is KJ?
The main character, Archie.
Oh.
And, yes. So, that's this season, to me.
Oh, shit, hold on. That's a new... Oh, okay. Season 2 of Tiger King come out November 17th.
Oh, my God. Not season 2.
We'll be watching.
Oh, I need to watch Blood and Water. Oh, on my block. Oh, and we're watching American Horror Story still, when we have time.
Yeah. On my block. Yeah, we gotta
that's start. Another... gory.
What?
Like, these the most gory vampires. What? American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another one. Like, that's another. Like, I'm like, all right, bruh. We get it.
I'm used to vampires, like, biting your neck. These niggas got to stabbing
necks and slicing necks and shit.
And this shooting sucking... folks.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, nah. These niggas is different. But I think, too, like, some of them ain't got the teeth yet. Until they go see old girl to do their teeth up. What am I? So I'm happy that what's called Sex Education has been on my list to watch for the longest. So I finally took it off today. So that felt refreshing.
Right, you finally got something off your list.
So I guess I'm going to try to just get into Ozark again. Again, I finished. That's the thing. I finished the first season, but hell, I wonder if I should go back and watch the first season because. I rather remember it. I might just do like a, what's the shit called that they do on before to start like a reminder or like a recap. I might just do the recap of the first season and then get to the second season and then the third season because the fourth season is coming out soon. So that's that. I want to watch Colin Kaepernick shit even though I kind of do and I don't. I want to watch it just because it's Colin and I want to support and I just want to watch it. I don't want to watch it because I know what I'm finna fucking get from it. I know I'm finna get some type of racial shit. I know
don't wanna be irritated.
Already from what I've seen your daddy post on Facebook or whatever. He said some shit about his white parents was lost or his parents was lost, some shit like that. So I know he got adopted by two white people, a family of white people, basically.
I mean, but that was known.
It was known, but I'm just saying, it's just like, I don't want to have to, like, watch this shit. Like, I don't want to have to sit here and just watch...
Like, the cringe.
Yeah, like, of them dealing with this nigga and probably some hair shit. They don't know how to do his hair and all this other shit. I already saw a scene of some food. Season of food
okay,
or some
yes,
shit.
I saw that and I was asking. I was like, why was this necessary to put that in there? Like, it's just cringe.
She said, the mama was like, oh, you might need some seed or some salt and pepper. He was like, no, mom, it's actually really good. It's like.
So cringe. Like, some stuff just, what's understood don't need to be explained.
Yeah, bitch, we know niggas season their food and white people don't.
it could have just been him, like, enjoying the food, not even having to say nothing about the season.
You could have easily just showed him beating that bitch down like he ain't never ate nothing before. We would have got it.
Right.
Like, we would have understood.
Right.
What else? Oh, I want to watch The Harder They Fall, which I've been hearing a lot of good things about. Y'all know I love westerns. Y'all know I love nigga westerns or niggas.
Yeah, there's a lot of things on the list.
Jay-Z is involved with this shit, so I definitely got to watch this. Oh, Squid Game 2 is coming out within the future. The writer already is writing the next shit. He's already pumped up and excited about it. So you mentioned that. So what else do I want to watch? I gotta finish Lupin. I'm on season two, episode five.
Okay,
I'm almost done. So I gotta finish it. Oh, Into the Night. The season two of Into the Night.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I started it on the low. Episode one, but that's it. We said on my blog. I wanna watch Alice in Borderland since they said it's similar to Squid Game and a lot of people said it's better than Squid Game.
Okay.
I don't know what's at least some people said that and then Cliff said that too. Because Cliff actually saw Alice in Borderland before he saw Squid Game. Yeah, y'all, I think that might be it. That might be it for right now for me.
Yeah, I'm watching Riverdale, trying to get through it. And then I want to watch Blood and Water. And I don't know. I miss, since Titans went off, I miss like superhero TV shows.
You said Titans?
Yeah, since it went off.
Oh, okay.
I don't want you to watch it no more. Season 3 made me mad.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You might like it. It just made me mad.
I don't know. A lot of people was complaining about it.
Yeah, it was just like... Like, the characters made me mad. It was just like the writing. Like, again, I'm a writing snob. And it's like, y'all was making decisions of shit that didn't even have to happen. Like, some shit just didn't even make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Where, and it's like, y'all have a good cast, y'all have, you know, the material is all there, but the writer's room is just ass. And so it's like, why would y'all destroy such a solid foundation?
Yeah.
But anywhoosies. All right, well.
We've got Stranger Things coming out. The trailer came out for that.
They said 2022, they said spring. Well, it's taking place in her spring break, so I assume spring, because usually it comes out around the season. So, like, they had the summer, they had the 4th of July, it came out, and then the first one was, like, holidays, so it came out November, December, so
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's going to come out around spring breakish time.
It'll be here before you know it.
Oh, 'tis the season for bad Christmas movies. So,
I'm gonna for be bad watching. Christmas movies?
Yeah, you know, that's my guilty pleasure, is watching them.
Hallmark shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, hell no.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be watching those. One dropped with one of my faves. What is it called? I don't know, but it has Elena from Vampire Diaries and Darren Barnett from Never Have I Ever. So, I'm gonna be watching that when I have some time. I'm still in the Halloween mood, though. I'm not really in the Christmas spirit yet, but...
I'm sorry, I was telling her, y'all, it didn't really feel like Halloween for me this year.
Right. Like, we're still watching American Horror Story. I was like, it's gonna be... I mean, our Halloween decorations are up, and that's fine. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's gonna be Halloween in our house till Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's the conclusion I've come to. So, whatever.
Yeah, well, that's it for me.
Me too.
All right, see y'all next time.